the children's message today, I showed them this cup, this wood-carved cup of love, this wood-carved reminder of the love of a man who used to sit in the back of one of the churches that I served many years ago and run the soundboard. And every Sunday, you could always hear in the quiet that little scraping sound of his knife as he slowly whittled and carved and worked on the wood to make it into a cup, actually into two pieces that he formed very carefully, then stained and glued together to create this beautiful cup. And yes, it's not perfect, but it reminds me of his love and dedication to the church. His name was Tim, and he was a quiet person, a thoughtful person, a helpful person. Tim would hang around almost as if in the background, almost unnoticed, silent, observing, until a need would arise, until you needed help. And then Tim would appear almost as if by magic. He would appear and be ready to help. Tim was the kind of person who was always there and ready to serve, always ready to help, always ready to lend a hand, always ready to offer advice when asked, always gently, never brashly or unsolicited, with gentleness and kindness and keen insight. Tim had the gift of service, the gift and spirit of service. He always simply wanted to be of service. To me, as his pastor, to the church, as his chosen family of faith, to the town and its many needs, to others. Tim worked in the church's food pantry, unloading, categorizing, and shelving donations, talking with those who came to the pantry for help, filling out paperwork, giving out food to those in need, never complaining, always serving. Tim could clean a room, paint a wall, fix a broken piece of furniture, alphabetize books in the church library, sort through clothing donations for the clothing closet, cook eggs and bacon, make coffee, help design a worship bulletin, read scripture on Sunday mornings, help clean overflowing toilets, hang pictures in the church hallway and always get them level, mow a church lawn, run the church soundboard, change sanctuary light bulbs while perched on the top of tall scaffolding in the sanctuary, change the lettering on the church's sign outside from the top of a great big ladder. Tim loved leading children's Sunday school classes, doing children's sermon time, and helping out in vacation Bible school. This guy sounds wonderful. Wow. In vacation Bible school, he would help out with the crafts, the part that I always just fumbled over. And he'd get fingerprint paint all over himself and not just on his fingers. And the kids loved him. At Christmas time, when Santa would come to church, Tim would stand behind the big guy and quietly make sure that each child got a gift. Tim excelled in greeting people as they came into church, helping them to find a bathroom, a Sunday school class, a place to sit and worship, and where to go for communion and how to receive it. In every way of helping, whenever there was a need for help, Tim was always there, always ready, always gentle, always cheerful, always graceful. Tim had the gift and the spirit, the grace of service. Tim had the grace of radical hospitality. I hope we all know people, at least someone like Tim. I wish I could be like Tim. Tim lived out the promises, the membership promises that we make to pray, to be present, to give, to serve, and to witness. And he did so in ways that inspired others in fulfilling their own promises. He embodied the grace of God in service. He embodied this reading today from 1 Peter. Like good stewards of the manifold grace of God, serve one another with whatever gift each of you has received. Whoever speaks must do so as one speaking the very words of God. Whoever serves must do so with the strength that God supplies, so that God may be glorified in all things through Jesus Christ. This passage from 1 Peter has long been a favorite of mine. It speaks of the manifold grace of God, literally the many-colored, many-hued, like a rainbow, diverse grace of God. God's grace is indeed diverse and colorful. It is dynamic, always active, always doing, forever changing and transforming and expanding. And we are called to be good stewards of it. The Greek word which we translate steward is oikonomos. Let me say that again, oikonomos. That's a tongue twister. Oikonomos. A person who manages, administers, cares for, and implements something or someone is a steward, a manager, good managers of God's grace, good administrators of God's grace, good stewards of God's grace, serving others with the gifts that we have received. And we have all received gifts for service, gifts that we can use to help others. I used to say that I wished I had a replicator that could churn out copies of Tim. Let's run off a dozen Tims to go and help with this, that, or the other, I'd often say, and people in the church would laugh. Everyone knew what I meant. I'm especially thankful that God has given me a church with many people just like Tim in it here at Grace. People who serve among us, willing to help, willing to do, willing to lend a hand, willing to be the hands and feet of Christ, good managers, good stewards of the manifold grace of God in service, of hospitality. From the amazing folk who help out in the free community meal and the medical clinic on Tuesday nights, to the pantry, the homeless shelter ministry, the immigration clinic, and so many other outreach ministries of our congregation. There are so many embodying the living, breathing Word of God, embodying and living the words of encouragement in today's reading, being hospitable to others, and so much more. Above all, Peter writes, above all, maintain constant love for one another, for love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without complaining. Being hospitable, maintaining constant love for one another, it isn't easy, but it is our calling. It is our directive. It is our necessity as the people of God, as the family of God, maintaining constant love. For love covers a multitude of sins. Wow. The hard part is that constant part. A lot of people will harp on and be concerned about other people's sins, or their perceived sins, or their faults, or their failings, rather than just loving. That's where I'm challenged. Be hospitable to one another without complaining. Peter, this could have been a fantastic passage today if you hadn't gone from preaching to meddling. If I can't complain, I'm just not going to do it. That, my friends, would be me. In my worst moments, I'll confess, that can be me. That can be many of us. Part of serving means focusing upon God's grace, focusing on God's love, being open and hospitable, radically hospitable, being of service, good stewards of service for others, living out God's grace, being means of grace for others, towards others, and with others. When we join this church, we promise to pray, be present, give of ourselves, our time, our talents, and our gifts to serve and to witness. And we are called to do all of this, maintaining love for one another, being hospitable and good managers of the manifold grace of God in service, and all of this in and through and by means of the strength that God supplies us. So how can we be of service to the church and to the world? I invite all of us to ask this question of ourselves. How can I be like Tim? How can I be a servant, ready to serve, ready to be hospitable, ready to be a good steward of God's grace of service? As we move toward next week, and our last promise, the promise to witness, I want to invite all of us to consider our promises to serve, our promises to pray, our promises to be present, our promises to give, and in all of these things, to serve. Let us be good stewards of the grace, the manifold grace of God. Let us be good stewards of each other with radical hospitality and loving service toward all. We're not going to be perfect. This cup that Tim carved for me, is it perfect? It's warped around the edge. But every scrape and every cut and every whittle mark reminds me of his love and his service to the church, to me, and to others whose names we will never know. May we be of service to others. May we partake of the manifold grace of God and serve others. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and may God's people say.
In your prayer.